UFO sightings. So far as of the writing of this article, I am a little more than halfway through Luis Elizondo's book Imminent. When I finish it, I will be more than glad to write my review of it. In case you don't know who Elizondo is, he was the head of a program out of the Pentagon which investigated UFOs. I have to warn you, it may be a while before the review, as I read a chapter whenever I had a chance. As I am writing this article today on September 30th, 2024, I noticed a blurb which stated Alex Kser is warning us a fleet of spaceships are approaching in the direction of Earth at light speed. No agencies have picked up any stories about this, so it surely must be some kind of hoax. It did disturb some people, however. A story with a photo of a UFO came out claiming this UFO was shot down by a US fighter jet. The Canadians declassified the photo and released it. What makes this so interesting to me is the fact the UFO resembles the ones which were around the broken tether from the space shuttle in space. It has the exact same notch in its round surface. I am sure many of you, would like to know more about what is going on and how we are able to shoot down UFOs. Could it be we shot one down which was not extraterrestrial but some kind of copy? So many UFO sightings are composed of only lights being seen, did you ever wonder why? I guess one reason could be the light is so bright it hides the body of the craft like a light I saw years ago. Another reason could be the craft is stealth and invisible. We have had a simple technology which can hide a plane for years. It is simple screens on the bottom and cameras on top which takes the view above the plane to the screens underneath which actually hides the plane, but planes make noise. We also have materials which can bend light around something. Hiding an actual light would make it invisible. A UFO sighting which was captured on video above the Mexican city of Zitácuaro has excited many people. We know Mexico is no stranger to UFOs, and many sightings show UFOs there entering or leaving volcanoes, among other areas. There was also a second video which many believe was of the same object, which was just floating in the sky. Not everyone who has seen the video is convinced it is a UFO, however, and a couple think it could be a balloon. Sometimes people who are taking photos of UFOs do actually get a clear picture of one, like a photo taken of a UFO near Amarillo, Texas, which is said to be one which clearly shows a UFO which has is a boomerang-shaped UFO. It amazes me how many different shapes of UFOs we have seen lately. It could also be UFOs can disguise themselves as planes, and a couple have been caught in transition changing shapes. One I clearly remember was a UFO changing into a helicopter. Here we go again. We got another supposed time traveler making predictions. He claims he is from 2671, and says he knows when we will make alien contact. If he was really a time traveler, he would know we already have. Anyway, I would love to be able to count all the supposed time travelers on the internet and lock them into a room where they could argue over their predictions, and see who wins. I can just imagine two real time travelers having a conversation about getting caught, and one telling the other not to worry because everyone is saying they are a time traveler here. I have to admit, the United States has gotten most of the world to play along and hide UFO facts. Even the countries that claim to release all their UFO data are probably holding back on some very important stuff. How did we get them to do that? Sometimes things which were secret do get exposed, and one of those things was Project 8200. Remember the remote viewing project where remote viewers who were trained were able to detect people and places even though they were all in a room? Supposedly some were put into a special project named Project 8200 where they were able to use their powers to see into alien bases, and some viewers claim they did see extraterrestrials, and even more important, they were not alone on these bases, humans were helping them. The base was inside a hollow mountain. UFOs were also seen. Four sites were finally examined. Remember those two alien bodies which were presented to the Mexican Congress by Jaime Mussan, where they were ordered examined and said to have been made in part of paper muck. They were re-examined using a CT scan and X-rays, and the scientist claimed they were not from this planet. He went on to say the bodies were 100% organic and biological. Scotland, for a small country, seems to have more than its share of UFO sightings. A string of strange lights left the witness wondering what was going on. The lights were dim when the photo was taken, but when he examined the photos at home, he saw the string of lights looking bright. There are many cases of this type of thing happening where the examination of photos produces UFOs or lights which were not seen at the time the photos were taken. A UFO was seen over the Three Peaks Mountains in Yorkshire, England. Two different people were able to photograph the object. There are said to be many people touring the mountain area or just walking around. It is said the police organization known as Major Cities Chiefs Association, or MCCA, has sent out a book to some police organizations to let them know about the trends and reporting on UAPs, due to the unknown threat they may pose. Whatever all that means, Minnesota seems to have had its share of strange UFO sightings, and nothing is stranger than watching a UFO and see it break into two or more craft. Is this really happening, or are these craft more like a couple joined together which can be separated at will? Last year there was a three-day stretch where UFOs kept performing these types of stunts. Shape-shifting UFOs were also seen.